Hey there, Lions fans. It's the M66 North Detroit Lions podcast. Randy and Rich coming to you from the newly remodeled M66 North studios.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. With the brand new window here, and I'm looking out.
Yeah, we improved east. The lighting.
Yes.
We improved the lighting in the studio. Put in a new window.
And we're here counting roster spots like Brits count swans. If you get that reference.
The Brits.
The British.
Gotcha.
We've kind of worked it out to where we've got a few differences, and hopefully it won't get too heated. But it just may. That's what it's passionate.
We have a few differences. Yes. There's no doubt.
This is it's the only actual... prediction we'll make for the 53, because the next podcast we'll be saying what the 53 is. We had not so much cuts. We had one cut this week, and
it was
four guys to the pup.
It wasn't really a cut. It was a release.
Randy's nicer about these things.
You have to be, Rich.
Yes.
Because he was a player I liked anyway. Yes. Sean Dion Hamilton was released, and that surprised me because I really...
And since it happened before the podcast started, I'm allowing that to not count against your 53-man prediction.
All right. Yeah. Well, yes. he's on the pup, and he's just gone out of here. But the other guys.
He's a vested veteran, I believe, too. So he's just gonna get offers, right?
I think that's why he was released early. So he has time to get other offers.
There you go.
Yep. Go out there, put his agent to work.
So the other guys that were put on the pup this week.
Yeah, so that's where they got their five this week, is they got four of them that they put on the NFI pup or the pup, active pup or whatever?
No, it'll be the reserve.
Okay, pup. There you go.
Reserve NFI, once the season starts, that way it's their backups, right? Your reserve.
Yeah.
Right now it's active because they're part of the 85, right? And now it'll be...
They're hurt.
After Sean Dion Hamilton, these four guys make it 80. So it's Williams.
Yep, the wide receiver.
And Romeo Okwara, Jason Kabinda, and Josh Paschal. Yes. So we were contemplating that Jerry Jacobs might be starting the season on the pup and be that fifth guy, but it was Sean Dion Hamilton. So... Right now, as of now, Jerry Jacobs still is on the team, on the 80-man roster. And do they put him on the pup next week? Does he make the team? That's one of our questions, in this 53-man thing.
Yeah, because Jerry Jacobs has been projected to be that slot starter, right, for all summer long, and during camp and stuff, he has not, really been taken down. Lucas has had his, his time.
I was never really sure where the competition lied for him, because, he played mostly outside last year, which is exclusively outside, because he got thrown in because of injury.
Everything was such a disarray last year that, everybody got thrown everywhere.
For sure.
Jacobs, but he's spent most of his time in the slot, and he's been shut down slot guy.
Is that what he did this spring? Because it's been Parker and Lucas, at the moment.
Right.
Jacobs has been gone due to injury. he hasn't played, so... it's been Parker and Lucas in the slot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. Because it's Parker that I've been thinking of. That's the set. All right. Yeah, I got that backwards.
Yeah, both the DFAs from last year.
Oops.
Yeah. So we got that straight. So
yeah,
Jacobs. Yeah, the fact that he's not going on the pup makes it so he's really got to make the 53 unless they do the pup thing next week.
Right.
But right now, you know, maybe their timetable for his injury isn't, you know, 7 weeks away.
Well, I would think that if it was longer than, you know, the start of the season, that they probably would have put him on there this week.
Right.
So my guess is he's still on the sideline, you know, he's still jogging with everybody, you know.
Yeah, so you think, oh, well, pup list, it's only 4 weeks to start the season, but it's right. actually this next week, and then they have a week off before the season starts, and it's, so that's 14 days between this third preseason game and the actual start of the season. So that's 3 weeks, and then it's 4 weeks, you know. So you're looking at like 6-7 weeks until the pup list guys would actually play. So if Jacobs's timeline is only 4 weeks,
right, then, why put him out there?
Right, if it's 5 weeks, even, you know, let's. So then for all summer I've projected him to probably start on the pup list. But now I'm going to have to make a roster spot for him, which is really cool.
Well, Jacobs, I got him on my list. I've had him out there right from the start. I don't think he's going anywhere.
He's got a question mark by him, though. I think we erased the question mark.
The question mark is for medical reasons. You know, it's like you really didn't know if he was going to make it back in time.
That's what I just said. Yeah.
Well, exactly. You know?
We can erase the question mark.
But the thing is, he's been out there, though. I mean,
no, he has. Well,
he re-aggravated what? I think what he did was re-aggravate because he'd been out there.
No, he hasn't played.
Well, I mean, no, in preseason, at camp, and training camp, and out there, he's been out there.
He's been on the sidelines doing stuff.
But he's been there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't think he's aggravated.
They had to find out what he could do, you know?
He hasn't done anything.
Well, that's why he's...
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, but the thing is, though, is he could be really close to be doing something.
He absolutely could.
You know, that's why he's probably not on the pop or the IR or the NFI or whatever it is.
We enter agreement of that,
So, you know, right now we got one open spot in the quarterback department.
Yeah,
and that would give us six quarterbacks. And
so, Amani and Okuda and Harris and Parker and Jacobs. That makes for five.
And then right now for that one spot, I got it's between Lucas and Price. Okay. And I think you had the same deal. Now
I've actually got both. So I'm going with seven, which is, you know,
the way I would think seven quarterbacks would make it is if they go 24 offense, 26 defense, and that 26 guys is the quarterback. But they could also do that with the defensive lineman. They could do that with the linebackers, you know, go with an extra guy, you know, 9 defensive linemen, you know?
Yep.
Or, you know, 7 linebackers.
Yeah, I've got 9 defensive linemen. I guess it's 10, yeah.
It'd be 10, yeah.
No, it's 9. Yeah, different than your guys.
Well, they could do the same thing with safeties too. They keep the extra safety, you know.
Right, and that's where I've only got 4. So I got 11 DBs. And then you're talking the first week, right?
Right.
Yeah,
but more likely that last spot,
and not even the first game.
Yeah,
just the first week of the regular season. After the preseason games are done, they have one more cutdown, and 4 days later, it's different from that. So, you know,
4 hours different. Yeah. Well, that safety department, they got one spot. There's like 3 guys going for it right now. You got Juju Hughes and C.J. Moore, and then the draft pick, Joseph. And right now, I've got Joseph in that spot, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And I think Juju Hughes isn't making the team, and it's down to C.J. Moore, and I think his abilities are replaced by other guys like Woods and Price and Pittman. So,
it seems like C.J. was the punt protector, right?
Yeah, he had many uses on special teams.
Yeah. So, but you know, I think it's almost like the only thing that he did. He did play some safety, and he was doing pretty good there. But it seems the he's already been on the injury list this year. So.
Right, and that's part of it, you know. Yeah, to where I think Price. That's why you know I've got 7 corners and 4 linebacker or 4 safeties instead of 6 and 5.
Yeah, see, if you notice on my board here, I got all the possibilities, you know, kind of drawn out here about, you know, 6, possibility to 6 guys here, possibility 7 guys there, you know.
Yeah. So this, yeah, that's exactly,
you know,
my cornerback and safety scenario there is 7, you know, and 4.
Gotcha. Yeah, because last year, I think they had 4 safeties on the team. They kept 4, but seems like they had more they needed more quarterbacks than what they would normally have. But we were pretty well devastated last year in injuries and stuff.
We needed them, so
yeah, but. I don't know. Well, I tell you what, you know, this is looking really good here, you know. And if you want to start up here with some of this quarterback discrepancy we have, go ahead. Tell us why you think you got Boyle over Blau.
Okay, so yeah, that is another discrepancy, right? Is Blau and
Boyle. Oh, it's not a discrepancy. It's a freaking disagreement.
Hopefully not a shouting match. But those are fun too, right?
yeah, okay.
yeah, I think one of these things that I'm looking at across the board on my prediction for the 53 is... growth and you know, guys that are still on the way up. I think there's at this point there's more room for Boyle to grow. I think Blau has gotten better. He's better, looking better than he did last year, but I think he's still really fighting at the top of his game, and I think he still holds the ball too long, and I think that'll show up against Pittsburgh. And the two of them, like the coach said, they got their neck and neck, and so I think we're right to have a disagreement, right?
Well, we can be, but I think Blau is
cheers
way over Boyle.
Way.
I mean, as far as efficiency go, you wanna look at the efficiency of what these two guys are good. Blau is the leader. I mean, he took that drive at the end of the half, a perfectly 2-minute warning drive, you know, went right down there perfectly, got the touchdown, you know?
Sure.
And you don't have that kind of efficiency with Tim Boyle. And you really don't. Because he's so sporadic yet still. I mean, you know, he can throw up a long ball. He's got good accuracy, but... You know, if he's not being hurried, if he doesn't, you know, have his panties in a bunch, he can sit in the pocket comfortably and throw the ball. Yeah, he's got a decent arm. But the thing is, this is the NFL. Things go a lot faster than because if you talk about somebody hanging onto the ball too long, Tim Boyle's your guy. You know,
see, I don't see that so much.
As I do.
He's got accuracy problems. You know, he'll throw behind the guy, but
that's because he can't be comfortable in the pocket like Blau is. Blau is very comfortable in the pocket.
He's got happy feet. You know, is he gonna get it?
No, he doesn't. Okay, whatever you say. Whatever.
He doesn't run. Running's a last resort. I'm not saying he's, you know, and he's not. It's the side to side in the pocket here and there. While he's holding the ball too long.
I think you're getting your quarterbacks mixed up because that's exactly what I see with Boyle. But but that's a dead horse. We shouldn't beat that anymore. You know, you're saying Boyle and I'm saying Blau. So about all we can go there.
Yeah, we've talked about it for weeks. Yeah. And that's, you know.
Now, Kubinda being on the NFI, you know, that might be...
Yeah.
You know, question mark of for your boy there, the tight end. I want to say Taylor, but it's not.
Well, there's Funchess, Dees, Zylstra, and Mitchell.
Mitchell, the rookie.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
It very well could be that Mitchell, you know, becomes that fullback when Alex Kabinda's out. That's you know, that. You got Mitchell making the team. Yes. And I don't, and now I do too as I look at it, you know. Right.
But yeah. You're going with four. I'm still
well. If they go with four, that's you know because I right now I got Zylstra, I got Hawk, Zylstra, and Wright. Well, Wright before Zylstra, but that's the only way I can think of. They keep four tight ends is if Kabinda's on the pup, so they need a fullback, and then. And Mitch is it, so you know he could be that, you know, fourth tight end. You know, I think that could right. work out. And if they only go with two quarterbacks, you know, that could work out for a possible extra wide receiver that still only have 24 guys on offense. You know.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you could. Yeah, I've got. See, I had Zylstra, right? Great game. Against the Colts.
Oh yeah. He's turning into that versatile guy that can do both things, block and he's developed well.
And Wright actually was out there, but all he did was block.
Really?
He didn't get any targets.
Well, are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Because well, and, there and you
that
go.
I get from Jeff Risden, of course. Right.
Right. Who also, I might add, still has Wright as his number two tight end.
Yes, right. Yeah, and that's the Detroit Lions podcast.
Yep.
Official Reddit, right? Those guys. They're, so, but yeah, and but Zylstra then, I think he's more apt to pass the practice squad than Mitchell because he was a somewhat sought after prospect in the draft, and he's a draft pick, and
right.
So you want to just automatically to me, Breon Mitchell as my third behind Wright, and Zylstra should make the practice squad, and Dees will be on the practice squad. Funchess just goes away, and
Funchess just goes away. Dees he
with
might
some good tape and what
Dees might come maybe, back out of practice squad. They might like what he's doing. He did
well,
drop.
Zylstra, he's dropped definitely on the practice squad.
What's that?
Zylstra, is you saying?
No, oh, Dees. Oh, Dees might make it back. I mean, he might make it
for
back.
Sure.
I mean, he did have a drop. He did have something, but he kind of
really
came
good
back.
Blocker, though, actually.
He is. Yeah. He is. But no, I think Zylstra makes the team in front of Mitchell, and I think okay. if Kabinda's not back for the start, which I don't think he will be because he's on the pup.
Yeah, it's 4 weeks.
Yeah, so I think that open spot for Kabinda's open spot could very well be for Mitchell, or it could be for Kabinda. You know, or I'm sorry, Zylstra.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it could be.
That could be it. That could Zylstra could be the your fullback. You know.
Yeah. Right, half in the, let him play halfback.
Right, you know? Exactly. So that's why I kind of got four tight ends there.
Okay.
You know?
See, I like that. I do, but yeah, I just my spot ends up going somewhere else. So to the running back, I've got Iggy making the team as the number four running back.
Yeah, see, I'm
that's,
still
that's where. My spot goes.
I don't because of what Alexander did. And I tell you.
But who's the other returner? And that's it.
Well you've got the wide receiver, Raymond. You got Raymond. He does it. Also Pimpleton, which I don't think Pimpleton's going to make the team.
Not yet.
No, but not Alexander's today. Got a really good shot at this. And that could lead to, you know, a trade for Raymond or Cephas, you know. I think Raymond or Cephas are probably...
That's the next...
Those are the two guys, wide receivers, that could be traded.
Yeah, let's stick with the running backs here,
to
Randy.
Get Alexander on the team, you know.
Yeah.
Because I really don't think Tom Kennedy freaking going anywhere this year.
See, that's another.
Yeah, story. I just wanted... Benson. Ooh, he caught a pass. You know, and,
well, that's another returner, right? That's another.
Right. Returner. Yeah, he did. He was back there to start the game as a kickoff returner.
Exactly. So and
I don't think he really did as well as.
He's got, and Benson has good chemistry with Boyle, right? Where you know Kennedy's got a chemistry with both. I get it. You know,
yeah, he does. He's got a touchdown Kennedy, with both quarterbacks. Kennedy has really good rapport with Blau, and that those. That's why I think they both make the team, because I think that chemistry is better than what you get with Boyle and Trinity Benson.
You don't want to see it, right? You don't want to see it.
Well, it's the same deal with you. You don't want to see mine, so.
Well, I mean.
It, you know, and you I wear glasses.
Either one. You don't want to see either one, right? You want to see Goff and Chark and Reynolds and St. Brown. Well,
you
and,
see
and,
all
and
these.
Williams.
There and, are so. Some predictions, say, this year. Jeremy Reisman and Eric Schlett and Risden, they're all saying there's going to be. You know, some veterans on this team that are going to get cut, you know, and it's going to tick a lot of some people up. And it's going to be a bunch of surprises, you know.
And
so
there's going to be free agents that they brought in that aren't going to make the team.
Right.
Or they brought in to possibly be starters that will end up, you know, being well down on the list.
Right, right.
So it's a good place to be.
Oh, it's awesome.
As a team and as an organization, it's in their second year, it's a great place to be.
Yeah, I've been watching this team ever since.
What they did against the Colts, backups, right? Backups versus backups.
Oh, yeah.
They smeared them.
It's good to know that our, you know, I mean, it worked.
It was Colts only a one-point win, right?
Colts make the playoffs last year?
No.
So.
No.
I thought they did, but they're projected to make it this year. And it's good to know that our backups are just as good as a team that's projected to make the playoffs. So,
there you go.
Yeah. But, you know, Detroit, you know, they've been projected to make the playoffs a couple times, you know, too. But a lot's got to play out.
It's nice for some, you know, people to put their necks out on the line for a prediction like that.
Well, to me, it all depends on Green Bay. I mean, you know, their team kind of fell apart last year. You know, Rodgers and all his prima donna BS and all they losing his wide receiver. And then they drafted a guy that drops the ball more times than he catches it. And
we hope to see it that way.
Exactly. Yes. You know, and I'm just saying.
They just traded one of their draft picks from 21, offensive lineman, a tackle, I think.
Right, because they have nobody.
For a 2024, probably conditional draft pick.
Right. The thing is right now is Green Bay has absolutely nobody because they gave it all to Rodgers. You know, that's the problem with giving your quarterback that much money is it depletes for the rest of the team. And that's where I think this year is going to be a very good year for Detroit and Green Bay, you know. I think they at least split, you know. I do.
Yeah,
I really do.
That's fair.
At least. I think they should beat them twice, but, you know, I'm going to save that for when the season starts.
Yeah, we'll do that in the next couple weeks here before the season starts. We'll look at the roster.
Look at the roster. Yeah,
the roster and
the
schedule.
Not the roster, but the schedule, yeah.
Let's stick with
where are you going now?
We were on the running backs. We haven't really.
All right, yeah, well, you said that you're keeping four. You're keeping Iggy, all right? Yeah.
Swift, Williams, Reynolds, and Iggy.
Yeah, see, I'm gonna go with three. I got Swift, Williams, and Reynolds, and plus the fullback. Now, I'm trying to get extra guys on the other side. You're going, I'm going with minimal stuff.
Yeah, four tight ends, and I'm going four running backs. I guess summing that up, right? We went quarterback, running back, tight end.
So I'm only going with three running backs and a fullback, you know.
Yeah, we're going three tight ends and four running backs. Iggy over Zylstra.
Okay.
Zylstra.
Yep.
So Wide receivers, Chark, Reynolds, Raymond, St. Brown. That's a given.
Yeah. Right?
Those four.
Cephas is a given, too, if he can stay healthy.
See, I don't think he is a given.
But the thing is, though, is, you know, that could be where, you know, Kennedy and Alexander, you know, I know you just love Trinity Benson. But, you know, I got Kennedy over Benson. I got right now, I got Alexander, you know, over
nobody.
Actually, over both of them, you know. Kennedy is, well, no, Kennedy would probably be ahead of Alexander just because of seniority, you know. But I don't. I would think there. Like I said earlier, before, if there's going to be any trade, you know, Cephas needs to be watching out. And Raymond, I think you're going to get more for Raymond than you would Cephas, because Cephas does have injury history.
Right.
But Raymond has been, you know.
Especially recently.
Raymond has been pretty dependable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
yeah. And you know, that's one of the words that coaches use for Kennedy.
Exactly. Right? He's dependable.
Dependable and reliable.
Yep.
But he never, and that's all he is what he says. That's all he is.
If they trade Raymond, I could see Kennedy taking Raymond's spot. And then Cephas would still be there with either Benson or Alexander, and more likely it's going to be Alexander. They really like Cephas. I just wish he could stay healthy. If he could stay healthy and get a whole full season in, the guy would be dominant, you know? I don't even know what he's hurting from now, but I guess it's an ankle, I think. Sprain or something.
He'll catch on somewhere else, possibly, and...
I'm not looking at it like that.
I sure am.
I think they're going to look at the trade Raymond. I really do.
I got to keep Raymond around until Williams is playing.
I really don't think you need to.
I think you do. Because even when Williams is on the pup for 4 weeks, then you have 2 weeks for him to actually start. But then, so that's week six, and then week seven is your bye week, so then you can play Williams after that.
Well, there's
and
a you can
trade Raymond during the bye week and swap him out there, you know.
Well, that's a good scenario. I'm just intrigued with Cephas, because I just really don't know his status. I don't think they're looking to trade him because
he's a tearjerker.
I don't think they're looking to trade him, because I really don't think they would get much for him.
No.
I think Raymond is the star. He's got the league's attention. Let's put it that way, you know.
Yeah, and Goff's attention as well. You know, they got good rapport.
They do.
They used Pimpleton during the preseason, much like, you know, you could try and use Raymond in those back corner throws. Which is weird stuff with the shortest player on the field.
Right.
You know, going for the back corner. But, I don't know, maybe.
Well, it's easy to draw pass interference on a little guy, you know.
Yeah, you would hope that, you know. But they played it pretty well against them.
Yep. So we're kind of like scattered here, you know. Next couple days should tell, actually, you know.
Well.
You know, yeah, what's going to happen with Raymond or what's going to happen to the wide receiver department when Williams comes back, you know? There's another scenario.
Well, that's months. That's exactly. That's where Raymond gets traded.
Yeah.
Because someone will, there's going to have to be a roster spot move at that point, and you still don't think they'll take seven wide receivers even week eight.
Right.
You know, you figure... It's one for one, wide receiver. But at that point, maybe someone gets hurt in week six and you're fine.
Right.
You know, there's so many, that's why it's projection, folks.
You know, I think Kennedy is just too much of a weapon to trade. I think if you could get something for Benson, because he's had a good, you know, but it's only going to be like, fifth round or a sixth round pick, you know, maybe a seventh round pick, you know.
I don't remember what he came on for.
I think
Trinity Benson was an undrafted free agent. No, wait a minute.
He's a vet presence, you know, which is another reason to keep him around.
I don't think he's that old. I think Chark is older than he is, which we saw absolutely none of this week.
Reynolds. That's a good point. But I think that's somewhat by design. I mean, this week against the Colts, they didn't start the starters, except for a few, like Okuda, right?
Right.
But
which is another...
we didn't
disagreement
talk
about, we have.
We actually glided right over that during the quarterback discussion.
We should have started at the top, went down, you know, but we...
Yeah.
We kind of scattershot there
we'll get there.
We'll get there.
But, Chark, you know, that's it. No one's seen anything of Chark. He was there the first game. He just ran some routes. They didn't target him whatsoever.
So I think Chark's the secret weapon.
Exactly. He's the number one receiver on the team.
Right, but
tape on him whatsoever with Goff.
Did you know that he has his best production in the slot?
Not on this team.
Well, he has.
Right.
He hasn't had any production on this team at all.
Well, it's going to be outside. Yeah. His best production will be outside for this team. Well, that's my prediction.
Honestly, that's going to change. Every play is going to be different. Chark's not going to line up outside every play. He's not.
I think he will on the first 6 weeks.
All right.
Because
we'll see.
Isn't around.
I think
you need someone out there.
Well, the thing is it's versatility. You got Raymond. He could go fast too, you know? Raymond can go play outside. He has played pretty much his whole outside. Reynolds on the other side. Put Chark in the slot.
That's why you've got six receivers. It's situational,
right?
Yeah.
So there, but these guys, they're being cross-trained inside and outside. You know, they're playing left, right, inside, outside. You know,
70% Chark outside, minimum.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
All right. O-line, so we haven't hit the O-line. Decker, given, right? Jackson,
Jackson,
Big V, and Sewell, all givens.
Well, Kramer is, I think Kramer right now is a given. Brown, for sure.
Yep.
And now we got Lamb and Nelson, and I got Nelson
and
in
Skipper
there.
Skipper and,
Skipper.
Stenberg, Jarvis.
Ezzie, and Paulo. Yeah, so Paulo got tied with the third stringers. All I've heard is bad about how he's blocking. Jarvis is hurt. I think I don't know how bad, but he didn't play in this game, this past game.
Yeah, so that hurts him.
It does. And he's an undrafted free agent, especially, you know. Yeah. But with that, with the emergence of Mr. Stenberg, you know, that might not be a bad thing. Jarvis is probably just playing to make the practice squad anyway. So, you know.
He could be a future backup inside guy.
He was the lead blocker for the leading runner last year in college, you know, so.
Yeah. It's too bad that team lost both those guys this year.
Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah. And you got Nelson. I've got Skipper.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
Well, I like Skipper, Dan. He's been a great depth
player. I'm surprised, but
he's been a good depth player. I mean, 6'9", you know. It's a good thing he's playing on the outside, but. To bring in, to have two tackles, you know, I don't know. But I just, it could be, your scenario, you got, you know, Skipper on one side and Kramer on the other.
No
guard behind Big V because that would be Kramer's job.
No, Kramer's behind, Jackson and Big V. But it's, my scenario, Skipper is your backup left tackle. And Lamb is your swing tackle, right? So if Decker goes down, it's Skipper. If Sewell goes down, it's Lamb. And if Decker goes down and Skipper's playing, then Lamb is there to spell both of them.
Yeah, I don't,
as you know, as relief work.
I don't see that because Nelson plays left and right tackle very well, plus the jumbo package. Lamb, I think Lamb is headed for the practice squad. Okay. Because Lamb did good, but he still doesn't know this offense, and he still needs to develop into it.
He's 30 years old.
Well, that's fine, but right, stop talking about the offense itself.
Yeah, he's got to learn it. Yeah.
He's got to learn it, and I don't think there's been enough time.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying that he, you know, he's going to be totally released. I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, who is he going to beat out, you know? If he takes Nelson's spot, can he play that jumbo package? Can he play left and right? Is he a swing guy?
Right.
He's old. He's 30 years old.
Yes.
You know? So, I really, for that reason right there, he goes to the practice squad.
We have talked about that jumbo package a bit, right? And personally, I think the jumbo package may not be a big part of the new offense. Our offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson.
Right.
That kind of remains to be seen, right?
Even
fullback, right?
Right, but they're not going to show you that play in preseason. Everything that's going on right now in preseason is all black and white. It's salt and pepper. It's so plain Jane. They're not doing anything.
Which is partly the reason why we don't know.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But if it's even a thing anymore.
Because your front five should be enough to get you 1 yard in any situation if they're top five offensive line in the league. Right? You shouldn't need a jumbo package if you've got a tight end that can help them block and chip.
So you're thinking that...
If you got four tight ends... You know, those guys can block for you on a jumbo package. You don't need Nelson.
Yeah, that's the thing. You just don't like Nelson.
No,
you
think you're going to keep 10?
You're going to keep 10. You're going to keep two guys for what one guy can do. You're going to keep Decker and Lamb. You're going to keep them both on there. You're going to get rid of Nelson. That's what you're going to do.
Decker, Skipper, Sewell, so you're gonna, and Lamb. I got four tackles and five interior guys.
Okay.
So nine.
It's
perfectly reasonable.
Okay.
Four tackles, five interior guys.
You just don't like Nelson.
Yeah.
I bought Nelson's jersey. And I think Dan Campbell likes Nelson. Shoulder. I think Nelson is like Kabinda when it comes to Campbell. So, but anyway... Anyway,
I think that kicks the offense for us.
I got nine guys on offense, or nine linemen. I got Decker Jackson,
Ragnall,
Big B, Sewell, Kramer, Brown, and Nelson. There's eight, and then
Lamb.
Possibly another guard. You know,
you got to
have nine.
Yeah,
you know?
Lamb is your ninth, right?
All right.
Nelson. And
well,
Lamb.
Is Lamb a guard? I thought he was a tackle.
He's a tackle.
So I don't want another tackle.
Oh, that's right. You said.
Oh, I want another guard.
You're not keeping Lamb.
If anybody, I guess I'm taking is Jarvis. You know.
So you're keeping Jarvis.
Well, if he's not injured, you know. I mean, that depends on how injured he is. You know.
Well, yeah, we got to get you here. In prosperity, on recording.
I'm only going eight offensive linemen, the starters, Decker Jackson, Ragnall, Big V, and Sewell. And then I went guard, Tommy Kramer, center, Evan Brown, guard, whatever his first name is, Jarvis, and Matt Nelson on it, swing tackle. Those are my nine guys.
Yep, there you go. Very good.
Yep. So.
Yeah, and I got Skipper instead of Nelson.
You got Skipper and Lamb instead of Nelson.
And Jarvis. I don't have Jarvis. Nope. We differ on two guys.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, just pointing that out. Differ on two guys.
Yep.
So that takes up offense. We're both at 24. D-line, Brockers, Levi, McNeil, Harris, Well, do you want to do interior?
Well, see, though, there could be two open spots on the D line. You know, I got actually like three guys. I don't see how these three guys can't make the team. You know, Bugs Bryant and Kaminsky, they've been kicking ass, and I don't see how they can't make the team. So, to me, you know, Bugs or Kaminsky could be that extra guy on defense. You know, I still don't. It could be between them two guys and Houston for the linebackers.
And Taylor, don't forget Demetrius Taylor.
Our Demetrius Taylor.
You know, to stay on the D line.
Right, yeah, it could be, but do you want Taylor over Bugs?
No, I want him over
Kaminsky, Bryant?
Really, Okwara. At this point, because I don't know what Julian. Julian. I don't know what the hell Julian's doing.
Yeah, Julian might not make the team. That's you know, that's not wouldn't be too surprising for me because he's from a previous regime. He was not drafted by Brad. Which you know, I think.
And the same with Levi. Levi's got back problems, and so that's why I'm leaning Taylor and Bugs. Because
of what's going on. Coach Campbell. See, that's the first time I heard Levi had back problems.
You had him all last year, and it's, you know.
Well, yeah, but I thought they took care of that. I thought what he's got now is something like a.
No, it's the same stuff that's keeping him out, you know, as far as I know.
Well, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I guess
we've been talking about
uninformed,
that.
Uninformed.
Or no, just don't listen to me as
or,
well.
Or I'm an old guy. Maybe I just forgot, you know?
That's right. You are 10 years older.
I am. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
Got that going for me.
You do.
To me, it's like, you know, you can't leave those three guys off. I mean, you know, Bugs, Bryant, and Kaminsky. I mean, I think Kaminsky takes that spot, that fourth spot. But, you know, the question mark isn't with Kaminsky. It's with Julian Okwara. You know, when his brother comes back, and you've already got Taylor on the team with Kaminsky, you got Hutch and Charles Harris, what the hell are you going to do then? Let them both go?
If Taylor's, you know, number three in tackles on the team, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'd let him go. Screw it.
Or bring him back to the practice squad, you know.
Yeah, and clearing waivers and things like that. Whatever, right. You know.
Yeah, I never really was too much of a fan of Julian in the first place. I mean, you know, he came in hurt. He did show some signs. He got some sacks. He made some pressures. He did good. He rushed good from the outside.
Yeah.
You know,
another name we're not mentioning is Jayshon Cornell. I don't have him making the team anymore.
Yeah, I took him off there because of what you said, you know.
Where's he been?
Yeah, he really hasn't showed up, you know. To start training camp, it was like, well, where the hell did he come from, you know?
Yeah, but some of that wasn't that OTAs, right?
Yeah, yeah, so exactly, you know.
Yeah.
I was surprised that he even came back this year, you know, but... But it don't look. I think he's kind of. Yeah, he's kind of got a foot on the outside of the door there. You know.
Yeah.
When you got guys who've been playing like Austin Bryant, you know, if he can stay healthy for a whole year, that he'll get a payday. Bugs come in and play in relief of Levi wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. I mean,
that's where I've got Brockers. And Harris and Levi and Bugs and McNeil and Hutch and Bryant and Kaminsky and Taylor.
Yeah.
Because I just don't trust Okwara prediction. I haven't seen him play, and he's got one game to make his case here.
The only thing other than that he's got going for him is that he's a draft pick, you know. And,
absolutely.
That's sad when you get, you know, when you get a draft pick. What was the third round, was he, or something like that?
Okwara.
I think he was third rounder. I'm not exactly sure.
Second round? Another second round curse? Third rounder?
But anyway, yeah, I never was. I mean, I just thought he was a little bit weak, you know, but he just needs to be more developed. He shouldn't be really thrown to the wolves. I mean, you know, he's been Joely Tavai had success, you know, just wasn't all that.
Yeah, I think his success got released this year.
Yeah.
But Okora, you know, maybe he makes it through waivers and things like that. Who knows? But he's not making it on the first day for me.
Yeah. And I got to think about that too, because I look at the guys that are fighting for a spot on this roster, you know.
He also really competes with the linebackers as well, not just the D-line.
Right.
And that's the one group we haven't really talked about is the linebackers.
The outside linebackers, the edge guys, the rush guys, from the, and you
the
know.
Middle, the middle guys.
Like what Davis is doing, and was it Houston? Houston was doing that.
Yeah.
And
but it really isn't anymore.
Houston's not doing that anymore.
He didn't do much. I don't have Houston making the team. That's been my prediction for
You've been talking about that. Time. You know, and
mostly at the kitchen table, but
well, with all the talent that's underneath them, what talent, right? Our linebackers department is supposed to be the shittiest in the league, you know, from what I've been reading. But I haven't seen Alex Anzalone yet. Barnes seems to be starting to come back in. Barnes, your starter, who really kicked ass this spring, you know. And
Rodriguez? Rodriguez jumped above both of them, or at least above Barnes. Maybe not above Board, just because you start Board for the start of the season.
Coach Shepard even said so. I hate to start this guy over all you guys, all you vets, you know. Yeah,
you're making me do it,
you know.
Yeah. So those four, and then Woods and Pittman. And that's all I got.
Yeah,
linebacker-wise.
Yeah, but, you know, if they keep a seventh guy, you know, like we keep talking, like they're going to probably keep that seventh guy. Or the extra guy, I should say, not some guy, the extra guy on defense, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't put that in the D line, you know, with the Bugs or Bryant or Taylor or whatever, something like that, you know, then I would say it would probably be the seventh linebacker, you know. But what do we got left other than Houston, you know, and Davis, you know?
Yeah.
So. Well, see what happens when the other teams start releasing, and if Detroit's running the waiver wire, where, you know, like one of the first teams to get the pick, you know, off the waiver wire. So
yeah, I think it reset after week six, two or 3 weeks, two or 3 weeks.
Yeah, so there's a few games you got to play. Yeah.
Yeah. I forget if it's after the second or after the third.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But six, that's all I got there at linebacker.
Yeah, it's where I am now. But like I said, you know, if they go 24, 26, then, you know, there's a possibility that they could go with that extra guy being a linebacker. But who?
Who? Exactly. That's why I come up with Bugs and Price. You know, an extra interior dude, because... the coaches said we want to be beefier up front or in the middle.
Right.
So I add an extra guy in the D-line. And then Price, really, because I got him as a younger kid over Moore on special teams. So it's...
Moore is safety.
Bugs and Price are my extra guys.
Moore was a safety.
They were for special teams.
We should also make mention too that Bobby Price used to be a safety. Yeah. If you go look at the roster, you know, he's now a quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Melifonwu was the other way around.
Yep.
So, you know, there's tons of availability and purpose to divide between seven corners and four safeties.
Right.
You know, that's 11 guys.
They did the same thing with Will Harris, you know, who is now a quarterback.
Yeah, so that leads us into our last topic, the Amanio and the Harris discussion.
Right, okay, yeah. I'll tell you what, you know, I've been kind of getting down on Mr. Okuda, and I probably will continue to.
Not Amanio. It's Okuda and Harris.
Okuda and Harris, yeah. I mean, You know, Harris is hurt right now. You know,
no, he's not.
That's why Ikuda went in, because he got hurt.
No, that was the first game. The first game you're talking about, Harris.
I didn't think he played this game. I thought Harris was out.
Yep, no, Harris played.
All right. Well,
yeah, he played for Amanio.
Right. Okay.
Amanio sat.
Well, here's the deal. All right, and I tweeted this week. You know,
something.
Harris might lose his starting status, but he won't get cut.
No.
He's very important in this rotation, you know, especially if Ikuda, you know, still isn't 100%. You know, if Ikuda, you know, he did pretty good this week, you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But I still don't think he's quite ready to start in an actual NFL game. But, you know, that's me. You know, I'm not saying that Will Harris, it would be any better. But at this point in time, I think it all depends on Ikuda's health. If they think that he is ready to go and is good to go, then he'll go.
Yep.
You know, and Harris will be the backup, you know. And I don't. I'm not going to have a quorum with that because you know that's. I trust these coaches,
right?
And if they say that you know Ikuda's better, and Ikuda's faster, and Ikuda gets the start, well then, Ikuda it is, you know.
Yeah.
Ikuda Matata.
Because I think what it is Harris will end up being your swing corner. If Amani,
right.
If Amani gets hurt, he comes in for Amani. If Ikuda gets hurt, then he comes in for Ikuda. Until Jacobs is healthy, which hopefully will be sooner than the 4-week pump.
Right, they will probably have that 4-man rotation.
Right, and you'll have dedicated sides maybe even.
Right.
Jacobs behind Ikuda.
Or Lucas behind Parker, you know.
Well, yeah, and that's the nickel.
In the slot nickel, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we're both in agreement there.
Right.
Parker's
Bobby Price Lucas. Bobby Price is probably, you know, your number six guy. You know, or maybe Lucas is. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard not to go with seven guys here, but.
Right, because I got to go Lucas with the draft pick. And he showed some flashes, and I don't want to let him go to the practice squad.
I've got, but I've only got six quarterbacks.
I got Price, and you don't.
Well, I got.
And that's all right.
It's not doesn't mean that he isn't gonna make it. I think Lucas. It seems to me like Dan Campbell's kind of obsessed with what Lucas has been doing.
Sure.
You know. So you know if there's
me too. Yeah.
Like I said, that could also be that extra guy. You know, Bobby Price or Lucas. You know that's that extra 26 guy on defense could be. You know, it could be Price, or it could be Bugs. You know.
Yeah, for me it's Bowen.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
How you do that?
Because I don't have a Cora.
Oh. Yeah, all right, I get that. I really don't have a Cora anymore either, but what all you're right. saying about Taylor, you know...
And I have Taylor, yeah.
Yeah, so now that's you're going with seven.
No, I'm going with...
Nine, ten linemen, yeah. See, I...
No, it's still nine. Yeah. It's still nine. It's just not a Cora. I still have nine.
Okay.
Yeah. We got bugs on there.
I got bugs on there twice. Yeah.
But yeah. I got an extra
D lineman.
Two interior linemen. You can do Bugs or Taylor, because you got you could say Kaminsky's an interior guy as well. He's actually, you know, kind of both. But
right.
He was the leading tackler in the game against the Colts. So I got to keep Kaminsky at this point.
Bryant,
with his sacks and his pass rush, I like that. And with Bugs, yeah, I don't have anyone else that's got a better purpose out of these guys like Banks and Hector and Boswell and
right.
Gilbert.
Yeah,
and
Levi surprises me a lot. If Levi is hurt, then that kind of basically ties Bugs right in there.
I mean, right, exactly.
And you know, so if Levi can't,
you know.
Yeah, because Levi and Okora are both hurt and haven't been around. I think you stick with a second rounder, and Levi. That is, you know, this regime's pick,
right,
over Okora.
Yeah, that's almost a gimme there to say that. You know,
if you look at it that way.
Well, yeah, regimes are different. You know, people draft things for different things, but you know, we never really knew what Quinn was drafted for.
Right.
You know.
It didn't seem to be for his coach, so.
No, definitely didn't do his coach any favors.
Right, and yeah, if you just keep drafting, well, this regime has drafted hurt players too, so we'll see how that works out. It's still an ongoing issue.
Right, but like I say, you know, a lot of teams, they'll draft a guy hurt, they'll bring him back to health, but they'll throw him out there too soon. He wasn't ready to go, you know.
Yeah.
Probably not. Necessarily, you know, health wise, but like, you know, playbook wise, not really knowing what the routes are or whatever the schemes are or whatever, you know, and he goes out there and he overplays because he doesn't really know where to be or what to go, you know.
Well, that's
and that's another reason you get re-injured or you get hurt again, because you don't know, you know, you're out there playing blind.
Davis looks like he's playing blind
all the time. Running
past his mark.
And I got Davis on the outside looking in.
Yeah, it was interesting with him. He was playing on the edge during this game and didn't have a whole lot of success. Didn't get off the block.
It did have success in getting a Bobby Price interception call back.
That was last game. We're talking about
success. When you have it, you got to talk about it, you know. So.
Yeah. But that was kind of crap.
It was. It was a shitty call. It really shouldn't have been called, but.
Yeah.
But, you know,
you got pushed by another guy that's not making the team, too. So.
So we got 3 minutes left here.
Special teams.
Right? Yeah. The only thing with
Zebert and Patterson, Fox and Daly. We agree on Fox and
Fox Daly. And Daly are our shoe is, and I think right now it's
Seibert.
Yeah, I would think so.
Seibert. Yeah. I got Patterson.
Who missed? Well, who missed the 55-yarder? It was Seibert, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I might be sticking with Patterson. I mean, he doesn't necessarily have a long range leg, but you really don't need one, you know.
You
just
want him
to be accurate, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's interesting. We'll see. You know.
Maybe I got that backwards. Which one?
Yeah. Seibert played more in last game. He played the first half and had more opportunities.
All right, who kicked the 63-yarder in practice?
I think that was Seibert.
That's the guy I'm going with.
For me, Seibert, all of his kickoffs are hitting the goal line or between like the 2-yard line and maybe 3 yards deep.
Right, but that's by design.
No, I don't.
I think that's by design.
If it's by design, that's fine, but I don't like it, and I want to see him kicking through the end zone or 6 yards deep and getting more onside kick,
see why he could, because he almost kicked a 60. He's kicked a 63-yard field goal,
but not kickoffs. You know, there's a right, but the, you know,
where do you kick a 63-yarder from?
But it's like a
50-yarder, right from the 50-yard line, isn't it?
It's a different deal, just about. Yeah. And your kickoff is coming from the 35, right?
40.
Yeah, so 35. You know, 15 yards away or so.
I'll bet you that's by those kickoffs are by design to get them to return it because it's preseason. You know, you want to test your guys out. You're not going to get them tested.
The other team, right?
You want to test your guys on defense, so you kick it off short, so you see how they cover it.
Yeah, but I want if you're in a kicking competition, I want to see my kicker kicking the shit out of the end zone. So you don't have returns.
In a real game, you do, you know. But this wasn't a real game, so.
But you want to see what he can do in a real game.
Yeah, we got 30 seconds. All right,
M66 North Detroit Lions podcast @M66NDLP on Twitter. Randy at Wooden Tunes on Twitter. Myself, Rich, that guy Dickie at Piss Poor Packers on Twitter. Is the 53-man roster for this week.
Yep, and we'll say hi to Buddy Tom.
All right, and until next week, watch for deer, one pride. Go Lions.
Go Lions.